And with that, Chair now recognizes the ranking member of the full committee, Mr. Pallone from New Jersey, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I wanted to talk to you, Mr. Administrator, about TSCA, because unfortunately, under your leadership, I think EPA is retreating from the important task of TSCA in regulating toxic chemicals. The framework rules for implementation of TSCA published in June are not consistent with the law in very dangerous and worrisome ways, in my opinion. And I think this is because Nancy Beck, a former lobbyist for the chemical industry, was allowed to completely rewrite the rules in flagrant violation of ethics rules. And I've written to you twice regarding Nancy Beck's involvement in these rulemakings, but I have not gotten a response. So let me ask you a few questions, and I'd like you to just answer yes or no. Did you ask Nancy Beck to recuse herself from the framework rulemakings?
Nancy Beck, like every employee at the
agency. Just yes or no.
Ranking Member Pallone, I need Dan Beal to answer your question.
Well, can you say yes or no before you proceed with the answer?
Nancy Beck went through ethics review by the ethics official.
So you did not recuse her. So let me ask you.
That is something that we have career.
Hey, let's be respectful and let's let people answer.
I understand.
But let's answer shortly and concisely so the ranking member can decide.
We have career employees at the EPA.
Okay, look, Mr. Chairman, he refuses to answer the question. He obviously has not recused her. So I want to move on. I've asked you for copies of all of Nancy Beck's ethics agreements and waivers. Will you provide those to the committee?
Yes, absolutely.
Sir? Thank you. The framework rules had already been completed and sent to various internal EPA offices for concurrence before Dr. Beck started at the agency. We understand that they were completely rewritten after she started at EPA by her. Now, I asked you for a document tracking the changes she made to the rules. Will you provide that to the committee, yes or no?
We will provide the information that's requested,
Thank you.
That's it is available.
Fine. I'd like to quickly focus on one specific chemical undergoing review right now under the TSCA.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
I'm sorry. I'd like to quickly focus on one specific chemical undergoing review right now under TSCA, and that's asbestos. Unfortunately, your EPA's work on asbestos, in my opinion, clearly illustrates the problems in how you're implementing the Act. TSCA requires EPA to look at the intended conditions of use for a chemical, defined as the conditions under which a chemical is manufactured, processed, distributed, used, and disposed of. But in the scoping document for the asbestos risk assessment, your EPA has announced that you will look only at manufacturing, processing, and distribution, and you will not include the use, you will completely ignore asbestos that is being used and disposed of in this country. Let me just explain. The use and disposal of asbestos is the main source of risk from asbestos. If you ignore those things, you'll produce a risk assessment that fails to capture the risk to workers and ordinary Americans, and in my opinion, will not be scientifically valid and will not be protective of public health. So my question really is this. Do you think you can just ignore certain things that are inconvenient for the industry? In other words, you're saying we'll look at the manufacturing process distribution, but we won't be looking at how it's used and disposed of in this country. You understand what I'm asking?
Yes, absolutely. And I think you raise a very valid concern. In fact, I had a conversation last week about this very issue with the chemical office. I think you raise a very, very meaningful concern.
All right. So hopefully, you know, we will see action on looking at the use and disposal. Is that correct?
I think it's a very important factor that we need to consider, and that's something I've already raised with the office of that's overseeing this.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pruitt. The other concern I have is that now that Brazil has banned asbestos mining, all of the asbestos that's going to continue to flow into the United States will come from Russia, okay, because Brazil has banned it. So, again, my concern is that the EPA's basically protecting Russian mining at the expense, I think, of American workers by saying that, you know, asbestos is going to continue to flow into the country, but it can't come any more from Brazil. So would you just respond to that, the fact that right now Russian mining is the only source for it? and we continue to allow it.
I think that, as you've indicated, this factor that hasn't been considered up until this point, that's something we're going to do going forward, and I think that's very important. I'm not really familiar with the import issue that you've raised. If there's an impact that we can have on that, I look forward to the discussion on how better we can influence that. I don't know what role we would play in that regard, but look forward to that discussion.
I appreciate, again, your willingness to look at that, Mr. Administrator.
I think the primary issue is what you raised earlier, which is the disposal issue, I think, is very valid and something we need to look at going forward.
All right, thank you. Mr. Chairman, can I just ask unanimous consent to put into the record a letter from Linda Reinstein, who's Executive Director of the Asbestos Disease Awareness Organization, and a letter from the Safer Chemicals Healthy Families Coalition.
Without objection, it's order.
Thank you.